It was weird. And a lot of them were able to go on to college, and or the way to get to college, if you didn't have any money, was to go into service, and that's what I did.
Mm-hmm.
Because we knew they had the GI Bill. So you go into service.
What kind of
college.
Service did you?
I went to Air Force.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Mainly because it was viewed by most black people as being the most liberal of the armed services, because they had the highest ranking military black people were in the Air Force.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we thought it, that's the place to go, you know, not the Army, Marines, or Navy, or anything like that. So
this would have been during, would the Korean War have been already?
It would have been just about over, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm not clear on those dates.
I was lucky, because I got in there in between, after Korea and before Vietnam. You know, I got in there when nobody was fighting anybody at that particular time.
Now, how many years would that be, service that you had to sort of sign up for? Was it four?
4 years.
Four years, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I remember I got out of high school on June the 1st, and June the 10th I was in the Air Force. There was nothing to do. If you wanted to go work in the fields, or if you wanted to go clean buildings or machines,
clean churches.
Or clean churches, and those churches really need some cleaning, because I didn't understand them. I really didn't. I mean, how they look so beautiful and all that kind of stuff, and then how such ugly people could come out of them on.
The churches that you cleaned in high school?
Yeah. I just didn't understand them.
Yeah. Did you feel, in like high school, was there, I mean, did you were cleaning white churches and stuff like that, but
yeah.
Did you ever feel any, you know, was there any antagonism that you ever saw or realized?
I used to wonder what could they possibly be learning in there.
In
the churches. I mean, white people. What could they possibly be telling themselves on Sunday that on Monday they could come back and look at me as nothing, you know? And I would,
which you already felt like feeling that.
Everything tried to make you feel that, but then you had your teachers and you had your ministers and everybody who told you that you were something no matter how people thought about you.
Did the high school only have black teachers?
All black school.
Mm-hmm.
The teachers, the principal, everything was all black.
Mm-hmm.
And our neighborhood, everything was all black. The stores were owned by black people. The pool hall, the funeral parlors, the dance halls, the dentist, the doctor, everybody. It was almost like a separate country.
Can you recall any specific incident in the South at that point where you really felt like you were looked upon racially or something like that, or anything that happened to your family?
Nothing traumatic.
Nothing.
No, we were pretty well insulated from
no
all that stuff.
No rocks through your windows.
We were pretty well insulated from all that stuff. We lived. I was born on Black Street, 155 and a half West Black Street. Black people lived on Black Street. One block over was White Street.
No.
Yes.
That was
and
actually
that's where
called
the white
White
people, White Street and Black Street.
So it was a clear
and
delineation.
And we never came together in any kind of way, you know. And
so why did you?
It was like another being.
Why did you feel like when you were cleaning the white people's churches that they were bad people?
Because they obviously thought they were too good to mix with us.
Because it was sort of a clear.
It was always this line. Even when you saw them on the street, you didn't speak to them.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't even look at them. You just walked around them.
That's interesting. And what did they do? They didn't look at you either.
No.
Yeah.
No. It was crazy. I went into service, which was integrated. The Air Force was integrated
which
at that time.
You must have found interesting and different.
And I ran into a girl who was from Rock Hill, a
mm-hmm.
white girl.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the strange thing about it is we became good friends.
Mm-hmm.
And that always fascinated me, that once some people got out of the South, some white people, I didn't meet them all,
mm-hmm.
they seemed to be as happy to be away from that crazy stuff.
Well, where were you?
As I was. I was in Colorado at the time I met this girl.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And we used to go out to the clubs together and all that stuff
mm-hmm.
like that. And it was strange once we were talking in the Airman's Club, and she asked me, "Oh, he's my friend. He's from Rock Hill." And then she turned to me and said, "What school did you go to?" I say, Nancy, you know as well as I know that there was only two schools there, and you went to one and I went to the other one, right? It's like, okay, I'm sorry.
So it was a breath of fresh air to get out of that?
And I found that I got along well with white people from the South, mm-hmm. better than I got along with black people from the North, because I was a Southerner, and they considered me, I'm a Southerner, you're a Southerner, I'm a Southerner, so we have to stick together, you know? Is that weird or what?
What about white people from the North?
You remember I knew some it? Of them, but yeah. I mean, I couldn't really trust them. I didn't know how to read them. Mm-hmm. I knew white people from the South. I knew how to, you know how to connect with each other. I could read them, they could almost read me. You would never let them know exactly what you're thinking.
So there was still a regional
you know?
Feeling.
Yeah, so I've been to all of these things. And you find out, eventually you come to the realization that people are just people, you know? And it's what they believe doesn't have to be true.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they find out themselves that, well, hell, if he's all right, you know, maybe what I'm thinking about all of those people is not true.
So was it like a real dawning when you were in, like when you were in the Army or in the Air Force? But
yeah, things went... But you still carry some of that baggage from mm-hmm. being in a segregated South. I remember the signs. You had to read the sign before you walk in the door and drink from a water fountain or something like that. Although it's coming out of the same pipe, you know, because of white water here. One of the biggest things.
No.
This is the big thing that we used to do in the South. This is the most daring thing that you could do, to run over there and drink some of that water out of the one that said white and get out of the store before they catch you.
And you did that? Did you do that?
Oh, yeah.
That was like a big thing to taunt other kids.
We didn't steal hubcaps or cars or a smoke pot or nothing like that. Drink out of the white water fountain.
Oh, interesting.
That was a daring thing to do.
And did the water taste different?
It's the same. Same water.
Kidding.
It's the same pipe.
I know.
So that just showed you how silly all of that separation stuff was, you know. And people died just the same. They buried them.
You couldn't get away with
it
now.
Graveyards even separate graveyards.
Oh, yeah.
You know how silly all that stuff was, you know.
Gosh.